Hi, and a very good Monday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff, and a very happy Columbus Day to you as well. Things are going to be improving as we head through the morning and certainly into the afternoon. We'll break out into some sunshine, and while it will feel like Columbus Day out there weather-wise, we'll manage to salvage the day as far as the weather goes, again, breaking out into that sunshine. We had a fairly active weekend out there today with a front coming through, bringing in some of that colder weather, and also a little upper-level disturbance bringing in some showers. Those have now lifted out. They're long gone. In fact, they're racing their way now through the Canadian Maritimes. And in its wake, again, we've got these low clouds in place. They're difficult sometimes to scour out this time of year with a lower sun angle, but the drier air will win out, and it'll be able to chisel away some of these clouds as we head through the morning, and as I said, into the afternoon, we'll manage a pretty decent day. And actually, the next couple of days are going to be fairly quiet. Our next weather maker is in the form of a cold front that is now to the north of North Dakota. So it's in southern Canada. It will make its way through here as we head through our Wednesday afternoon, and that will knock our temperatures back down to size here yet again. So let's get into the forecast. We've got some frost advisories and freeze warnings to tell you about as well. So just to reiterate, breaking out into some sunshine as we head through the balance of the morning and certainly into the afternoon. And temperatures will respond. We're in the mid-40s just about area-wide. It's a little cooler for our friends down to the south where there have been some holes in the clouds around Poughkeepsie. Temperatures there are in the upper 30s, also up into the upper 30s across the Adirondacks. But everybody else from the Catskills to the Greens to the Berkshires in the low to mid-40s right now with those clouds in place. There had been some frost advisories that were posted, but those have since been canceled. Now, into the afternoon, as I said today, with the increase in sunshine, temperatures making their way up into the low to mid-50s for highs. Not much of a way of a breeze out there today either. Just a light breeze will pretty much cover us. Now, for the night tonight, that's where we're going to run into some issues as far as the potential for some frost and some freeze warnings. In fact, are posted up across the Adirondacks, so all of Hamilton County and northern Herkimer County, where temperatures will make their way into the upper 20s and low 30s for your overnight low. Don't forget, you don't have to hit 32 degrees to get frost. Anywhere up to about 36 and you are at least under the threat of getting some frost. And that's why we have these frost advisories posted for northern Saratoga County to include the city of Saratoga all the way up through Glens Falls, Queensbury, North Creek, Johnsburg, basically all throughout Warren County. Also back out the Mohawk Valley down to the south as well through Schoharie County and into the Catskills is where we have these frost advisories that are posted for tonight, and they officially are in effect from 1 a.m. until 9 a.m. here tomorrow. Area-wide, or elsewhere, I should say, where the frost advisories are not in effect, we'll see our overnight lows ranging anywhere from the upper 30s to around 40 degrees across portions of the Capital District, into the hills of Rensselaer and Columbia counties, as well as into the Greens and the Berkshires. There are no frost advisories issued for our friends there. Then, as we head into the day here tomorrow, temperatures will make their way up with a lot more sunshine than today. They'll make their way up into about 60 degrees. We'll get into that rain on Wednesday as a cold front makes its way through here. It'll bring us a quick shot of rain. The timing of it looks to be late afternoon into the early evening as the front crosses through with the rain pretty much right along it. And then behind that, it will be considerably cooler with a high on Thursday of 54 degrees. Thursday will be a day similar to today, and that will start off with clouds, break out into some sunshine later on, mid-50s for highs. And then into the day Friday, as it looks now to round out the work week, 50 only for a high despite lots of sunshine. Our next and perhaps biggest opportunity for more of a widespread frost and freeze will come Friday night into Saturday morning. So it's always a good idea to start to think about that as we head through the week. If you need to maybe get some of those last vegetables or move some plants inside or whatever you might want to do to protect these things. But it looks like Friday night is going to be pretty chilly. And then heading into the weekend, a stronger system looks to show up, and out ahead of that, we'll get a nice push of some milder air. And as it looks now, temperature around 60 degrees on Saturday and making a run at 70 with some rain in the forecast here for the second half of the weekend. But again, that's about a week out, so we'll keep you posted on all of that. Hope that you enjoy your Columbus Day. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.